Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My website is www.jbsba.com, jbsba.com. Lynn Connolly is one of our guests. Lynn is a friend of mine. She's Director of Strategic Alliances and Women's Marketing at Office Depot. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you. And let's get a friend of yours in, a new friend of mine. Deborah Rosado Shaw is with us. And Deborah, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Pleasure.
It's good to have you here. Say hello to Lynn.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning,
everyone
Deborah.
Out there.
Lynn, you know a little bit about Deborah, and I've only just met her, and I know a little bit about her, but you've been working with her for some time now, haven't you?
I've been had the pleasure of working with Deborah for 3 years now. She has accepted a position on our Women's Advisory Board and has brought a wealth of knowledge to the board around entrepreneurship and what it means and what the needs are for small business owners, which is critically important to Office Depot.
Yeah, and absolutely. And I know, Deborah, that you've got your book is called Dream Big, A Roadmap for Facing Life's Challenges and Creating the Life of You Deserve. It's a Simon & Schuster book, by the way, and you've been recognized by a number of organizations, including you were recognized in 2001 as the Hispanic Businesswoman of the Year. Congratulations
yes.
for that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and a number of other awards I know that you have given, that you've been given. Lynn, I'd like for Deborah to give us a little bit of background on how she came up as an entrepreneur. Would that be okay?
That would be, I think your listeners would enjoy that.
Deborah, why don't you tell us, take us back, and what I want you to think about as you're telling us the story, Deborah, how long have you been an entrepreneur? How many years have you been an entrepreneur?
My goodness, it's been 16 years that I have my own business. And
all right.
We manufacture.
Think about, what I want you to do, though, as you tell us the story, think about where you were in your mind 16 years ago, starting out, and remember that there are women listening to you right now who are where you were then. And with that in mind, tell us your story.
You know, part of what I think is that we're there ongoingly. It never lets up. If you own your enterprise and you're in the hot seat, you're the one that generates ideas, you're the one that's responsible for payroll and a business, you're always there. That's one of the reasons why a conference like what Office Depot has is so important, because it's where you get refueled. But where I started 16 years ago was that I was working for a company, making a lot of sales, writing about $10 million in sales. I had two babies under 4 years old, and really was trying to reconcile my ambition as a woman and my responsibilities as a mom. And what I figured out was that I needed to be an entrepreneur to have my own business. And I thought if I could only just slice away a little bit of that sales for myself, that I'd be okay. But that's really where I started. And I started knowing nothing and started to attend seminars. I didn't even know what a balance sheet looked like. And I'm sure a lot of people out there can identify.
Well, you didn't know any. You say you didn't know anything, but you knew enough to know that you needed some education.
Yes, absolutely, and that is critical, and it's ongoing, because at whatever stage, so now 16 years later, I sell some of the largest retailers in the world, have had licensing agreements with some of the best companies on the planet, like Disney and Warner Brothers and all kinds of folks that I've worked with over the years, but you always need to learn something new. You're always challenged with a new level of expertise that you need to bring to your company.
What would you say in the first 12 to 24 months of your business, what would you say was the biggest challenge that you had to deal with and overcome?
Money, money, money.
Capital.
time. I think really the getting the capital to run a new enterprise, given that I had no track record. Who was I running a business?
You mean the banks didn't just open their doors and say,
no,
here, come get the money?
No, they didn't. They still don't. It's been many years later. it's always a challenge.
They're funny that way, aren't they, Deborah?
Yes, they really are. But I think that, and I think that because you generate so much, certainly as a working mom, I generated that at home and in my business, the source of ideas That's where you grow your business. That's where you get new customers. That's where you build relationships that really solidify your company, is a place that you can get ideas from. And that's going out there and participating in events and building a network of support. If I could say anything, I'd say the network of support that you have for your enterprise and your life really are what generates the success.
Well said.
I could be without nothing tomorrow, and the network of relationships that I have, I know I could start again. That's irreplaceable.
That is so important, and you're so correct in saying that. Thank you. Thank you for saying that, because that's such an important thing for people to realize. Lynn, it's true in all aspects of life, but especially, Lynn, in the world of entrepreneurs. And I know you guys have seen this, Lynn, at Office Depot, because I know you guys are very close to entrepreneurs and small business owners. You work with them very closely, and you guys, I know you guys see this all the time in your business.
Yes, we do. And part of the reasons for starting Success Strategies for Business Women was just that, to give women an opportunity to network with other women that own small businesses and that have had tremendous success in building their businesses. And we have some great stories that have come from women that have attended the conference and have now either partnered, found partners in their businesses, or are actually now selling Office Depot.
My audience has met about eight of those women that you recognized last year. Over the last 8 or 9 months, we've interviewed seven or eight of them that you recognized last year. And Loretta Doan and Connie Glazer and several others that we have met, the women that you've recognized in the last conference. And I know you're going to be doing that some more. We're going to go to a break in about a half a minute, Lynn, but what I want to do is, before we do, we're going to mention this again in the next segment, folks, but Lynn, take about a half minute, tell us a little bit about the conference, when it is, and how we can find out more about it.
The conference is going to be at the Boca Raton Hotel in Florida, February 22nd through the 24th, and you can find more information on the conference at OfficeDepotSuccess.com. It's an incredible lineup of speakers. We have Hillary Rodham Clinton, who's opening this year, Katie Couric, Mary Maitland, Dawn Hudson, who's the president of PepsiCo North America, and Ilana Van Zandt, who is a spiritual leader and author and inspirational speaker. So it's an exciting lineup, and we hope your audience will come visit.
And you can find out more at OfficeDepotSuccess.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, stand by, ladies. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Deborah to give us some more words of wisdom right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Every night I have the strangest dream. Every breath about the way.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with a couple of outstanding ladies, Lynn Connolly, who is the Director of Strategic Alliances and Women's Marketing at Office Depot, one of our sponsors, one of our great partners, and also Deborah Rosado Shaw, who is founder of Umbrellas Plus LLC and Dream Big Enterprises, and we're talking about a little bit about Deborah's entrepreneurial career, a very inspirational career. We're also talking about a program that Lynn Connolly is in charge of at Office Depot, the annual Success Strategies for Women, for Business Women, I should say. It's a conference that they conduct every year. This is going to be the fourth annual conference. Lynn, before we go any further, I'd like for Deborah to give us any websites that she'd like. Deborah, what have you got? What would you like to do to send, if people would like to know more about what you do and, you know, a little bit more about your company, how would they find you?
Certainly, I'd love for people to visit me at www.edreambig.com, edreambig.com. And really it's about, how do you get the daily source of inspiration that you need to keep going in a business when you're the one that's running the show. It's a very tough thing to do, as you know, Jim. Probably one of the biggest challenges that entrepreneurs have.
Absolutely. Now, your book, Dream Big, where is it available?
Anywhere, actually. You can go to Amazon.com or Walmart.com or certainly go to my website and pick it up. It's available at bookstores nationwide.
And the name of the book is Deborah Rosado Shaw, and that's R-O-S-A-D-O, the middle name there, Deborah Rosado Shaw, and that's Deborah with an H, by the way, and Shaw without an E also. Okay, now, let's get back in. I want to get back to Deborah's, the story that Deborah was telling. Deborah, you mentioned capital a minute ago, and as my audience has heard me say before many times, it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business, and I know you know all about that. How did you overcome that? That's, you know, when people email me about starting their business, I get this all the time. You know, where do I get the capital? Where do I get a grant? I mean, people email me all the time and say, or call me and they say, you know, I want to start a business. I need a grant. You know what I tell them, Deborah?
What?
I tell them Grant died.
It's a very tough challenge, and it's an ongoing challenge. So I've been in business since 1987, and that particular part of my business life has not let up. So the more deals I bring in, clearly the more capital I need. As you continue to grow your enterprise, you continue to be challenged by that. But one of the things is that there are many more resources today. It is amazing to me what's available today compared to when I started 16 years ago. And one of the reasons why, you know, people say, well, how do you make luck happen? How do you make luck happen is that you make sure that you put yourself in the place where things are, where resources are, where you can connect with people, and you can really learn about what's available in the marketplace for your business.
You got to make yourself available, don't you?
Absolutely. You have to. You invest regularly in what's most important to you. You know, one of the reasons certainly for attending a conference like the Office Depot Strategies for Business Women, there are very few places that are focusing on the woman entrepreneur and bringing the resources that we need to continue to go down this path of success.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can scour the marketplace all by yourself, and it can take you a year to find what you can find in one weekend in a 2 or 3 day event.
Mm-hmm.
And the cost savings of doing that is amazing. But that's really what you have to do. Even I don't know, and I'm in this business and a resource for small business owners on an ongoing basis. I am always surprised by what's new and what's available.
Mm-hmm. And, Lynn, I know that's one of the things that you guys really work hard to do in your conference is to bring these kinds of resources to the conference.
Yes, it's so important for Office Depot that we meet the needs of small business owners. And so we're very focused on supplying them with the resources and the tools for them to be successful. And many of the business sessions that we have that are led by top leaders and professionals in the industry are how to grow your business, how to find capital, how to build capital, how to market your brand. Another one of these sessions is really about customer relationship management. How do you build your customer database? How do you make sure you're taking care of your customer and building the loyalty that you'll need to sustain your growth over time?
And that's in addition to the outstanding keynotes that are going to be there.
Absolutely.
That are
Absolutely.
Going to be speaking, giving inspirational messages. Lynn, the conference is in Delray Beach. And it is $3.99 per person, right?
Yes.
And but will some of it be online? Will it be any of it available online in a
simulcast? One thing that our EVP of Global E-Commerce has started are webinars.
Right.
And they're every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Web cafe.
The web cafe, uh-huh.
And Monica Luchtefeld has started these, and we will be airing sessions we have in the past. On her webinars.
Right. Okay. Good. And my audience knows about that because we've had some of those folks who've conducted those on the show before. I'm going to have
Jim,
to wrap
can I
it
share,
up.
Yeah. Can I share a quick secret with you?
Very quickly.
Some of the best things that happen at this conference happen not only in the sessions but outside of the sessions. Just breakfast, a conversation you have with someone. Maybe you're in the hot tub with someone
right.
or getting ready for a massage. Really, it's who you meet and the relationships that you develop that are so valuable.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Deborah. We'll see both of you later. Got to go for this for just a few minutes, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.